This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I call it an educational odyssey because there's so much out there that we are just trying to become aware of. And joining us today, one of the sources that I get a lot of my information is Marijuana Business Daily. They are the leading business news information resource for the medical marijuana and retail cannabis industry. And there was recently a report on what's really going on in this industry. And there's been an awful lot about the lack of diversity in the industry and then all of the people that make up the industry. And so it really is fascinating to look at this research and this data. And joining us today is the science and technology reporter for MJ Biz Daily, and Omar Omar.
Sure, it's Shachirbe.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I got tongue-tied. Omar, tell me, you've been covering everything from international business and Wall Street. Your reports have been everywhere, all over, from New York Times, Washington Post. Tell me what's happening and what your thoughts are with the cannabis industry first, and then we'll talk about the new reports. The new survey.
Right. Well, things are growing exponentially, it seems. I know when I started with MJ Biz Daily about 3.5 years ago, when a cannabis company would raise, $1 million, that would be significant news, and we would write about that. Today, if a company raises less than $30 million, chances are that we probably won't even get a chance to write about it unless it's a really slow news day, just because there are so many deals like that happening. And, to find a deal, a fundraise that's really newsworthy to write about, it's got to be, at least our threshold now is for it to be at least $30 million. So that'll give you an idea of how much the industry has grown in just the last 3.5 years. And again, you have many more states that have come on board. That's expanding the industry tremendously. There's states that are moving on either CBD and or THC that you wouldn't even, thought of just a couple years ago as having a chance of moving towards some form of legalization. States like Utah, Missouri, Alabama has recently passed a law. Georgia just this morning passed some form of legalization law. So again, states that people wouldn't have even thought about as a potential state for legalization either have done it or are doing it. And those that haven't, I wouldn't be surprised if at least some important people in those states are thinking about it. So it's when I joined, it was growing fast, and again, in the time that I've been in it, it's even accelerated.
So I want to talk about the salaries. What is happening with money in this field? And I also have to say that I was reading a couple of reports. You're based in Boston, and I was reading one of the local city council person. Who is very upset, saying that the opportunities are not being made to diverse Latino and black community members, and that there's a big discrepancy, that the majority of people that are in the cannabis industry are white. And it's a fascinating subject, but I'd love for you to comment on where is the diversification and where are all the women and where are the Latinos and where are all the blacks in this industry?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's a serious issue for the cannabis industry. I think most people in the industry would acknowledge that the accomplishments have fallen, or what's been done has fallen short of expectations, or at the very minimum, what needs to be done in terms of getting cannabis opportunities for women, for African Americans, for Latinos, and other minorities. There are some efforts being made here and there, including in Massachusetts, you know, ways that are where regulations are trying to create some opportunities for minorities. But the reality thus far seems that, you know, having capital is still the number one you know, factor that will determine what your opportunity is. And getting into the cannabis industry cost a lot of money. In some cases, it cost a lot of money just to apply. It certainly costs a lot of money still to obtain a license, and then, of course, to build out a facility, whether you're building a dispensary or a cultivation facility or an extraction facility. In many cases, these elements are vertically integrated, which, of course, will make your costs that much higher. So it requires a load of just a ton of capital that a lot of people and a lot of African Americans and Latinos and women don't have at this point, unfortunately. And the efforts that have been made to counterbalance that haven't been enough. And, right. And I think there's also, you know, a question of will. You know, I guess if when you have employers and the and the owners there, you know, when you're doing your hiring, it's also important to keep your eyes open for minority candidates. And again, I think there's somewhat less information on that. But again, I think everybody will agree that you know, on that front, improvements can be made as well. So people have it, so minorities have a chance to rise from the inside, and that starts by being hired, maybe as a bud tender or as a.
That's what I wanted to, because the support
facility and so on.
Yeah, I was just looking at something the BBJ had numbers of some of the larger companies in Massachusetts, and I was just looking at the top five list, and I mean, we're talking about 500 people, we're talking about 300 people,
yeah.
We're talking about hundreds of people. So tell us, they need trimmers, they need stock clerks, they need bud tenders, they need master growers, chief extraction extractors, C-suite executives. I mean, it's really security. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Sure. Yeah, the I mean, the types of positions that cannabis companies are looking that they're looking for are on the one hand positions that will be unique to the cannabis industry, yet other positions will be positions that you find in any industry, and, you know, starting with the latter, positions you find in any industry that will include lawyers, accountants, security, people that will oversee or manage your compliance. You'll have staff, you know, depending on how big the company is, you'll have assistants to support all of these people who are overseeing, let's say, these non-plant touching positions. And then, of course, you have people who are going to be involved in cultivation, and depending on how small or large a facility is, you know, that will determine how many people it employs. A smaller facility, say of, you know, 5 or 10,000 square feet might require just one or two people, whereas something on the magnitude of 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 square feet, that's going to require several people, maybe even a couple dozen people,
yes,
who are going to be,
yes,
responsible for a lot of different jobs in that cultivation facility. It could be monitoring some of the automated cultivation software that they have in there, things that will software that will be responsible for irrigation, software
so
that will be
this survey, by the way,
sure
this survey,
on and so on.
I'm sorry, the survey that we're talking about will be in the new issue coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about what the average CEO in the cannabis industry is earning, because it's substantially more than the average CEO. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And Omar, what's the website for the magazine, please?
MJBizDaily.com.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. Fascinating survey that came out, and it is favorable for high-skilled workers, such as senior cultivators, extractors, entry-level, mid-level, and we're talking to the science and technology reporter for MJ Biz Daily, and that is Omar Shas Shirbay. And Omar, welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you with us. So the CEOs of cannabis companies are earning almost $90,000 more than the average CEO.
Yeah, that's what our report says. It's, they're doing well. But I think there's also, a lot of variation in there. I mean, you do have some CEOs who are paying themselves significantly more than other CEOs. The CEO of MedMen comes to mind. But I think a lot of other CEOs are giving themselves salaries that are, say, within the ballpark of what CEOs in other industries are earning.
So the average CEO of a cannabis company is making close to $300,000.
Yeah, that's what our report is showing, at least of the through the data that we had come through from the recruitment agencies that we were in touch with and through our own research.
What about the bud tenders? They make more than bartenders, correct?
Yeah. That's one of the things that we found that was very interesting was that most positions in the cannabis industry, for the most part, earned more than comparable positions in other industries. So, bud tender versus bartenders, people that worked in a cannabis edibles manufacturing facility would earn more than somebody that would work in some kind of other food processing facility or bakery or something like that. Same thing in positions like sales and marketing. If you're in cannabis for sales and marketing, you're bound to earn more than people who are in sales and marketing in other retail industries.
What's so fascinating about this report is that I would have thought Colorado, is it because there are so many in Colorado so they're not paying as much for their the workers, but what are the highest paid people, you say? The state that has the highest paid.
Well, for the positions, the highest paid positions tend to be the positions that are very specialized. These tend to be the very high-skilled cultivators and the high-skilled extraction folks, and also the executives like the CFOs, the CTOs, the COOs. Again, those C-suite executives. But even within those positions, there can be a significant range in the salary depending on responsibilities and specifics. So if you, for example, take extraction, you know, not all types of extraction are the same. If you have butane extraction, someone who specializes in that will earn less than somebody who does CO2 extraction, for example, because the latter, the CO2 extraction, is a more sophisticated process, requires more specialization, and so people who have those kinds of skills, having those skills, that gives them higher earning power. It also depends on how much you're responsible for. If you are the lead grower in a facility that's only 5 or 10,000 square feet, you have a lot less responsibility than somebody who's responsible for a facility that's 50,000 or 100,000 square feet and has probably a lot more plants in it. So those are the types of factors that will determine how much somebody is going to earn.
I'm surprised at how large some of these dispensaries are. I was just at one in Worcester, and it's a pretty large dispensary and a very large staff. A lot of people are working at these dispensaries.
Yes. I mean, it requires, you know, it... Yeah, there's the bud tenders, there's the floor managers, there's the stock people. I think people also know that it's a busy time for Massachusetts dispensaries, particularly the recreational outlets, because they are still so new. So I think the managers or the owners of these places know that they have to have extra people staff, especially at the outset, and then perhaps once business evens out a little bit, which will probably be months from now, perhaps they'll require somewhat less. But who knows? That we'll see as the popularity of cannabis is still growing, so even more customers might be coming in.
In your opinion, as a science and technology reporter, where do you go to cover the diversification? Where should the companies be going to get help and to start training some of the staff so that we are starting to see a bigger diversification?
If companies are interested in diversifying their staffs, there are organizations out there that offer advice on and help on how they can do that. There are a number of cannabis industry associations that have departments that are responsible for the subject of diversification and creating more access both to jobs and to capital for minorities who are interested in joining the cannabis industry. And there's also at least one, I think more, minority cannabis business associations, and those, of course, would probably be the best places to go to and ask them directly how things can be improved and what businesses can do specifically to diversify their staffs.
If you've been doing this beat for a while, where do you see this going in the state of Massachusetts and for the country? Are we going to eventually have a capacity? Are we close to that?
The capacity for
more help and support staff? Because it just feels like it just is growing at such a ridiculous rate. It will eventually level off, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it will level off, but, you know, when you think that there's only, I think, 33 states, give or take, that have legalized some form of cannabis, and, you know, leaving 17 states that haven't. That's a lot of room to grow.
It's a lot of room to grow, and we got to run. But, boy, this was fascinating, Omar. Thank you so much, and give out the best website for more information on the survey,
sure.
Please.
Thank you. It's mjbizdaily.com.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Omar. What a pleasure. And we'll be back. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194, 800-917-2194, 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. Joining us now is Dr. Beverly Potter, and she goes by Doc Potter, and she always has. But she's also written a few books, and one of them is, it's so fascinating, because one of them is a book, and we were just talking about our pets, Cannabis for Canines. The other is Cannabis for Seniors. I just want to know, what took a brilliant, prolific psychologist and author who basically worked with job performance, job burnout, finding a path with a heart, high performance, goal setting, managing yourself. Okay, how did all of this come into the new evolution of you, Dr. Potter? What was it about CBD and cannabis that led you to these new books and this new way of living?
Well, I have to say that we could go on with my autobiography, but it's not new. I wear many hats, and I've written a few dozen books in my name and a few dozen more in other names, and I've been involved in this field for a long time, like approaching 30 years.
Wow.
And it was highly illegal. Highly illegal.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Even writing was risky. And there's a lot of people. It all happened because of my quote, dearly departed. He's departed now, but his name was Sebastian, and he had a publishing house that took off like a rocket, publishing, starting off with public domain drug literature and moving into marijuana. And so it's something I've known about a long time, but now, when you're saying new, and the book Cannabis for Seniors in particular, seniors is the largest demographic moving into using cannabis, some who have never used it in their youth.
Right.
So that's a big thing, and there's a lot of misconceptions and myths around cannabis and what it does, and a lot of seniors worry about that. They don't want to, quote-unquote, get high, not that there's anything necessarily wrong with getting high. Actually, even getting high is therapeutic. Feeling good
yes.
is therapeutic.
Yeah. You know, but we were just talking about, you know, how on one of the morning shows today, CBD is now legal in every state. CBD.
It is not. That's a misconception.
Well, the farm bill passed in December made
it. There's a lot of. I'm not saying you are wrong. I'm just saying there's a lot of misconceptions about the farm bill. There was a farm bill in 14, and then the more recent farm bill, and things have been loosened up, but there's still a lot of rules.
Not with CBD. CBD is now being sold.
It's not, it's boring talking about whether it's legal or not. It's not, quote unquote, legal in every state, but it's very available, and the government is not pressing it.
It's been, but the classification has changed. It's no longer.
It has changed. That's true.
Yes,
but,
absolutely.
But to say it's, quote, it's legal, it's just not. And the fact of the matter is.
No. I'm gonna fight you on this one.
Okay,
I'm going
okay,
to fight
okay.
you. I just came
okay.
back from a cannabis yes. conference in California.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you the latest. I wanted to say that in December, the Congress, let me tell you, this farm bill, which removed industrial hemp from the Controlled Substances Act. The Farm Bill defines industrial hemp.
Let's just move on to the nitty gritty. What people want to
no,
hear
but I want people
cannabis.
To. I want people to hear.
Okay, just say that, and then we can move on. Okay, because there's so much interesting material.
No, but it's what I talk about. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I want to educate people, though. That's why I call it an educational odyssey.
Okay.
So, Doc Potter, indulge me for just a moment.
The Farm Bill
defines industrial hemp as all parts of the cannabis sativa L+ plant, including extracts and cannabinoids, with a THC concentration of less than 0.3%.
Okay.
So the clarification removes industrial hemp from the Controlled Substance Act, thus allowing the plant to be treated.
The key word here is industrial. People don't necessarily want to be consuming something that is quote-unquote industrial. And the hemp plant, and I'm not a biologist, but is known for actually pulling all kinds of weird stuff you don't want in your body out of the ground. We are in the Wild West right now.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about
it. Confusion about this material, and it's.
But I want people to know that they're never going to get high from CBD. They will never get high from CBD because it has no THC in it.
Okay. So, tell me. CBD and THC typically do not come separate. And, in fact, there's something called the entourage effect. I don't know if you came across
that. That's right. We've talked about it. Yes,
right.
Of course.
So the entourage effect, specifically the people who are experts in this, and I'm telling you, it's all being developed so fast, believe that using the THC is still a cannabinoid. It's just called THC, and CBD is a cannabinoid. And there's 60 to 80. We don't even know how many there are.
There's so many, absolutely.
There's only about five or six that have even been identified. And the belief is that it's much better to have CBD plus THC in various ratios than the typical medical approach, which is to isolate one chemical or one whatever. And that's a different approach to quote-unquote medicine. The entourage, the notion is it's much better to have them in combination.
There are some people that the combination is a perfect solution, and there are others where the CBD alone has been working brilliantly, topically and internally. And so I want that distinction to be clean.
There is no one combination. That's the point. There's no one combination.
But there is false
product. Hold on a minute. There are products. And they
no, you hold on a minute, please, please, please.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you, though, is that I understand your point, but I want people to know that they don't have to have the hope.
I've been working in this field for 30 years.
Absolutely. I respect that. I respect that, Dr. Potter.
Can we just, let's talk about how this could help seniors, all right? Everybody listening now knows that there's a lot of reason to believe that this stuff is 100% legal, okay? But let's go on to how to use it.
The point I'm trying to make is that it is the Wild West. There are many people.
It is the Wild West. That's exactly
there are
right.
many people who are not understanding or fully comprehending that THC is still illegal in the majority of states in this country. So that entourage effect, you need to have a medical license in many states that where it's not legal. It is happens to be legal in the state I live in, legal in Colorado.
Colorado, okay.
And I'm in Massachusetts, and it's recreational marijuana is finally coming to light. What state are you in?
I'm in the Bay Area of San Francisco.
So you have it legal
Ed
there, too.
Ed who is Mr. Yep. Marijuana Worldwide, was launched by my dearly departed. Right now, these products that are out there, whether they're in dispensaries, they're more reliable, or online, you cannot trust the labeling. People do not really know what's in those products, no matter
That's
what they
the point.
Say
yes.
about
well,
these ratios or what's in
well,
them.
You can always
trust it.
You can ask for the essay. You can ask to see what's in it, and you can get those papers that show
it's
you.
It's still not trustworthy. I'm just saying it's not trustworthy.
There are some brands.
I don't know who you ask for those papers, but these substances.
Well, you can ask anybody. You can ask anybody for the essay, and it usually comes with the product. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Right.
I'm going to let Doc Potter continue. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. It's Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us is Doc Potter, and she is the author of Cannabis for Seniors, and she holds a Master's of Science degree from San Francisco State and her PhD from Stanford. And she's with us today, and it's nice to have this stimulation. It's a pleasure. Hey, I have a real quick question for you, Doc Potter.
Since we have so little time, I'd like to give some doctors where people now online can get real, valid MD assistance, because you can't necessarily find a doctor where you are to help with this stuff, and there's two of them, and people would probably like to know how to reach these people, if that's possible.
I have many doctors that come on the show, so there's more than two.
There's
a ton of doctors that come on the show, but my question to you is, I would love for you to talk about pets and cannabis, please, for just a minute, because you wrote a book.
Actually, I wrote it for canines, not pets particular, but it probably...
Canines, okay.
What people don't understand about dogs is that THC is not good for dogs, okay? And in some extreme cases, the dog might potentially die, especially if it's mixed with chocolate. The rule of thumb is that anything that you give a dog has to come from the hemp plant, because hemp has less than 3% THC to be called hemp. Whereas the quote unquote marijuana, we're now call it cannabis, but the marijuana, especially over the last 10 years or 5 years, growers have been amping because they've been amping the THC content. So it's stronger now than ever before. And it looks funny, and I did this to my beloved dog years ago. When the dog is wobbling around and looking goofy, that dog is not happy. Okay? People need to keep their edibles away from dogs.
I love it. Perfect. Absolutely agree with you.
Really important. Really, really
important. No, I agree with you. It's absolutely important. Absolutely.
So that's where the CBD, and like you were talking about pure CBD, almost always it's in a ratio. Maybe it can be got pure, but that's what people need to be looking for, and that it's really important.
Full spectrum. Full spectrum hemp. Is that? That's what it's called. That's the new name that they're putting on it. That when it's full spectrum, what it means it's got all of the compounds and all of the ingredients that you want in it. Less than 0.03% THC.
Okay.
So that's what I want to make sure. Full spectrum.
Full spectrum, when you say that's the word, we wonder who they are. These marijuana laws that went around through the states, and people don't realize this. I don't know. There's more and more states all along that are passing the medical marijuana, but not a single state, maybe Oregon, Colorado's on the verge, and California's on the verge, but none of these laws included animals. So if a person anywhere in the United States, it's incredible, went to their vet to discuss cannabis with their dog, that vet could potentially lose his or her license. Now, there are a few doctors. There's one in particular that bucked this and said, this is my free speech, is out there giving out information. But it's just amazing that animals were not included in this movement. I mean, that's starting to change, and the stuff you learned at the conference is part of making the change. But like we said before, it's the Wild West. That's where we are now.
It absolutely. But I just want to say that I was just sharing a story about someone 86 years old using topical ointments.
Topical is one of my favorite. I love topical.
Yep. Yep. And okay. And getting relief and getting major relief where the
fast,
drugs.
Like,
yeah,
like
fast relief.
My gum in my mouth was inflamed, and so I got a tincture that was one of these ratios, and I stuck in a Q-tip in the liquid tincture. I like that one. Like, it comes in either oil or alcohol. This one happened to be alcohol, and I rubbed it on my gum, and it was unbelievable because it goes so fast into the skin. I got almost immediate relief. It blew my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same thing, you can rub it on your skin and for arthritis and various aches and pains of that sort. And it's virtually, even if there's THC in what you're rubbing in, it's virtually impossible to get high that way from a topical. I'm not saying it is impossible, but it's
yeah, it's pretty
very
much so.
Limited.
It's very limited. Absolutely. I agree with you here.
And the tinctures. And which is this liquid where, and people can make their own tinctures, by the way. You can take what's left over, like let's say you go to a dispensary and buy some cannabis. What's left over, you can put that in alcohol, like vodka or is commonly used, and you let it sit there for a week or two, or oil. The cannabinoids in the cannabis are alcohol and oil solvable, but not water solvable. So you can put it in oil or alcohol, let it sit there, then strain it, and a person has made their own tincture. The problem is they don't really know the chemistry and whatnot of that. There aren't any labs right now you can take your, besides each time you made it, it would be different. I talk about it. So people, the reaction that people have to these various cannabis preparations, whether it's inhaled or eaten or rubbed on the skin or whatever, is very individualized.
That's
very
right.
Very individualized. And each person, you can't, it doesn't matter what another person, I mean, I don't know about identical twins, okay, I just made that up, but it's individualized. And a person
absolutely.
Has to experiment with themselves.
Doc Potter.
Yeah.
We are out of time,
yeah,
but I want to
sorry.
Invite you. No, I want to invite you back because you are absolutely a delight, and we may disagree on many things, but
it's okay.
But you know your information, and I appreciate and respect that.
And
give us your
can
website.
Send me a question by email if they want, and just put question in the subject line and send it to Doc Potter, DOC. Like, what's up, Doc? One word, Doc Potter. docpotter.com.
Awesome. We
got to
run. Thank you so much.
And I'll send back information if I can get the question.
Wonderful. Thank you, Doc Potter. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking, when there are clouds.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.